All right, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Broken Spec. I'm your host, Oswaldo Juarez, and I'm here with Gary Mendoza.
Hello, nice to meet you guys, and I hope today goes a good day, you know.
I don't care. I'm here with Alex as well, to my right.
I'm glad to be here, you know, it's a beautiful day.
All right, so all three of us, you know, we come from a Hispanic heritage. We all know what's going on at the border, you know. We all know how they're treating our kind, you know. We're proud of being who we are. I have a few questions to y'all about what's going on back there or down there. So, what's y'all's opinion? Like, what do y'all think? Y'all think it's good or bad what's happening down the border? Well, like, how they're treating them?
Well, my opinion is, I don't really, like... I mean, I see why they put the border and I see why they do this, because they think we come here to take their jobs, but...
It's true. We do better.
Yeah, we do better, but if you think about it, it's just bad, because... Like, they're separating their kids from parents, and, like, it kind of sucks because, you know, they keep them in, like, cages for months, and, like, it kind of hurts for the parents because they come here for the kids, like, to have a better life, and, you know, it's the American dream.
Yeah, they just come here. They come here thinking they're going to have a good life, and then they get locked up in cages like they're animals. I know what you're saying. Whoa. You got some Alex, or?
Oh, yeah, I feel like it's not right what they're doing, because I feel like... they could do better, and I don't feel like they should be separated because they're little kids and they don't know, like,
don't know what's going on. There could be a better process.
They could do something better instead of just, like, keeping them in cages and putting numbers on them.
Yeah,
and
separating. We got that. All right. The next question is, recently I saw a video on Twitter. Alex, you kind of talked about it, but... There's kids in Juarez, Mexico, I believe. They got numbers on their hands. How do y'all feel about that? Like, putting numbers on kids' hands.
I don't feel like that's right, because that's like a label to them. That's not like a real name. Like, that's a label. That's how you can find them by numbers. Not by their name. I don't feel like that's right.
To me, like, this is bad, because if you think about it, that's just straight up wrong, because. You know, a number could, like, it could make them feel horrible about themselves. Because, like, if you see this and you think about at the Holocaust, how they treated them. Yeah, like, prisoners, they treated them bad. And, like, it was a tragedy, you know. It was really bad. Like, everybody died. And
it could possibly lead up to what happened in the Holocaust of the
Jews. And then, like, it kind of makes me think, like, do they think that we're, like, going to be a problem? Like, it's just bad.
Yeah, okay. I get what you guys mean. You know, what are y'all, so recently also on a dam opened up on accident, and a lot of immigrants ran past. They threw tear gas on them. Y'all think they should have done that, or do y'all think they should have just let them get in, or what do y'all think about that?
I think they could have approached this situation different, because tear gas, I mean, that kind of sucks. They burn, and, like, it isn't right, because, I mean, if you think about the little kids and the parents and, like, all that crowd, you could get lost, you know, the kids.
Like, panic, yeah. And just don't know what to do. Never felt pain like that. Yeah.
I agree with Jair. I agree on that. They could have approached it differently.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks for coming on to my podcast, guys. That's it for today. Do you have anything to say to the viewers?
That's about it.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, have a good day, guys. See you next time, next episode.